This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
I'm absolutely brilliant to be having a chat with Dr. Caroline West. Of course, you're a sex educator. You've spoken to us on so many different topics over the last number of years at this stage, relating to sex and sex education. I wanted to have a chat to you this week about Bonnie Blue. Now, we know Bonnie Blue has been making headlines kind of for pushing the boundaries of the adult industry. Kind of most recently, people may have heard of her claiming to have slept with over 1,000 men in a single day. A lot of people have been talking about her content. It often features maybe university students. It's sparked kind of huge debate. Is she an empowered businesswoman or is it exploitative? And what does the impact, I suppose, in the content like this, what does the impact have on young people's views towards sex and relationships? Caroline, thank you so much for joining me. It's always great to have you on, and especially to kind of dive into this topic, because we've read a lot about it, we've heard a lot about it, but we kind of haven't really, you know, kind of really dived into what it's all about.
Yeah, and there's a lot there as well. it's kind of a shock and awe thing, isn't it? Like those headlines of like, this woman slept with 1,000 men, and oh my God, I feel like I can't get away from it on social media as well. It's just provoked so much.
It does. And that's why I kind of wanted to talk to you about it, because it is sensationalized, but also we really kind of need to unpack it. Like, I suppose her rise to fame has been really controversial. Like, do you see her as being an empowered businesswoman? And then others are kind of saying that it's exploiting her. Where do you stand on that debate, or how should we be looking at this?
I think, you know, if we phrase things in terms of empowerment or exploitation, we kind of miss a lot of the conversation. Like a lot of jobs, you know, they're not empowering sometimes, and other times they are, and other times you're like, oh, I can't wait to finish, and other times you love your job, you know. So sex work is kind of the same. It's, you know, it is what you make out of it, and people can feel empowered and they can feel exploited. So there's so much to it. And the reason why that term even exists, first of all, sex work, it was invented in 1979 by a sex worker called Cara Lee. And the term that was used then was sex use industry. And she said, well, like, I work, I want labor rights, I want health and safety, I want protections. So rephrasing it as sex work really kind of focused the conversation beyond kind of empowerment, exploitation, into safety and working conditions and all those kind of things. But it's hard to ignore, you know, the sensationalist reactions when you have a headline that says someone had sex with 10,000 people in a day, or, well, 1,000. She's maybe that's her next goal for 10,000. But I think it's a really interesting conversation about like what sex is and what pleasure is, you know. Like, I'm sure half the guys kind of were in and out, no pun intended, and it wasn't exactly about pleasure or anything. It was literally just quantity. So, you know, it kind of leads to, you know, to think, well, what is sex? It's not just putting your penis in a vagina, especially for a few seconds, as some of those guys got. It's so much more than that. And it kind of, maybe it does sex a bit of a disservice to kind of squish it down into, yeah, your penis was inside me, and that's great. You know, there's so much more to it than that.
Yeah, definitely. And like, obviously, you know, she could be aiming for sensationalism, obviously, to try and attract as much as she can for OnlyFans. I think I've heard recently, I think maybe just as soon as yesterday, that the content has actually been taken down or partly taken down from OnlyFans. But what kind of impact does this extreme adult content have on young people's perceptions of sex and intimacy? Because we've spoken before, and I think it was the TV show Euphoria, where I've seen it, played out really well. Where, you know, there was a scene where two of the characters were having sex, and you know, the guy went to strangle the girl, and he'd obviously seen it on porn, and you know, she was like, "Well, I don't like that. I don't want that." And you know, we're trying in society to figure out, you know, what is safe and what's not, and what young people are taking in when they're watching, you know, these types of performances online, compared to what it's actually like when you're face to face with somebody in a loving relationship, or be it a situationship.
Yeah, for sure. And it kind of gives us the message as well that like sex is just that small bit of like penis and vagina, and nothing about emotional connection or like mutual pleasure. Like in porn, it's very one directional, and it's quite formulaic. It's like this happens, and this happens, and this happens, and it, no matter what the scenario is, it's kind of generally the same. But you'll see a lot of the scenarios where the man has to convince the woman, and he generally manipulates or tricks her, and then she's like, "Oh, actually, I do really like this surprise person you sprung upon me, in the bedroom." So it's all those mixed messages, and just like it doesn't like porn is great in many aspects, but it's not great in others, like most things. And it is what you take out of it. If we had decent sex education, people wouldn't look to porn for sex education, but that's what we have. And the impact on young people, like the jury is still out on that. But I think if we're looking at it and think and people are watching it and saying, "Oh, that's what I should do," that's a little bit problematic. So that men feel like, oh, they have to initiate, they have to be the one in control, they have to do the choking, they have to do 500 positions, and women have to be passive, and all these kind of rules and regulations. And real life sex isn't like that. It's messy, it's fun, there's laughter in it, there's silliness, there's someone's probably gonna fart, someone's probably gonna, their man might walk in or something like that. And it's like it doesn't show a lot of the realness of sex, which in fairness, like Hollywood doesn't show real life as well. No one drives like the Fast and Furious. But we have driving lessons and open conversations about driving. So we need the conversations about porn and sex to accompany just porn. It's not fair to just leave our young people and go, "There you go, you figure that out by yourself," and they watch porn to find out.
Yeah, definitely. And I think like we've often spoken about how sex education needs to move forward. But like in cases like this with Bonnie Blue, I just worry sometimes that it could further blur the lines between what's fantasy and what's reality for young people if it's their first experience, like that they mightn't have that experience in an organic way because of what they have maybe been watching online. So like, I suppose we've probably moved a good bit away from that ye olde Catholic Ireland of, sex is bad and don't think about it or don't do it. But at the same time, are we really moving forward towards, I suppose celebrating sex and celebrating how amazing it can be and what it's like to, to enjoy it?
Yeah, we're missing that part. A lot of the sex ed is like, don't get pregnant, don't catch an STI. And it's like, well, like people have sex because it's nice and it's fun and it's lovely and a lovely way to connect with someone else. If everyone's mutually up for it all. But yeah, I think, porn doesn't show us that full breadth of what sex can be. And a lot of the times it can be very performative. Like, it's very performative to have sex with 1,000 men in one day, and it can kind of maybe add to the idea of like what female sex and sexuality should look like. And it's still about pleasing men in that case. In Bonnie's case, there's not a whole lot of pleasure there if someone's just inside you for a few seconds and that's it, and there's a production line and all these kind of things. It's not, I don't think it does the biggest favor in the world to sex. And like, you can absolutely have sex in any way you want, and it's a quickie with a stranger, or it's a loving long-term married relationship. It both of you have to be getting something out of it. And I think that's what we miss in a lot of, so pleasure, see the male orgasm, you'll see all the oral sex is on men, and it's like, no, let's start showing the female sexuality and start showing women saying, "Hey, I would like to have sex on screen," rather than being tricked into it, and there's many, if you look at most genres, like I'm trying to think of an example that I can say on the radio as well, but examples of like sex with multiple people, a lot of the time in porn, that's like someone's tricked into it. I'd love to see people going, "Oh, this is brilliant, I've been wanting this for ages, like let's go and let's make sure everyone has a really good time," but we don't see that. So I think we need that open, holistic education that says pleasure is not a bad thing, and look after your sexual health, and you matter, like your pleasure matters. You don't have to fake things, you don't have to worry about speaking up for your pleasure. And if someone's not interested in giving you pleasure, that should be a big red flag in itself, because then that's not a mutually equal relationship then.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. I suppose for anybody who is listening right now, maybe they're navigating their own understanding of what, Bonnie Blue is doing. Maybe they're trying to figure out, whether how they feel about it, but as well how they feel about their own sex in a world where extreme content is so easily accessible. Have you got any advice for people and how to maybe come back to reality a little bit?
Yeah, I think we were actually seeing this already across the world, that like a lot of women have turned away from mainstream porn because of the reasons we just said. It doesn't really discuss their pleasure or anything. And loads of women are turning to audio erotica and ASMR. And I think that's really interesting. So they're turned really from a visual to an oral, oral, I never get that right, experience, where they're listening to someone else narrating, and then they can build the pictures in their head. And a lot of the time, that kind of content is made by women for women, or by queer people for queer people. So there is tons of proper, equal education out there. I'd also recommend like Grace Alice O'Shea's book, Sex Educated. So if you can have decent resources, educate yourself around it. Like the statistics are all there that, once people have decent sex ed, the impact of porn lessens. So they kind of look at it and go, that's not really real and it's not really reflective of what I want to do. So the more you educate yourself on what you want, what your boundaries are, what your communication is, what sex looks like to you, and then figure out what kind of sex like really satisfies
Yeah, that makes
you.
so
So
much sense.
if it is a Bonnie Blue thing and 1,000 men, happy days. Yeah, if it is a 5-minute quickie, happy days, but if you're not that 5-minute quickie person and that's what you're doing just because your friends are doing it or because other people are doing it, it's not going to leave you satisfied and feeling good about yourself really in the long term. So have a think about what you want as a person.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. Thank you so much for having a chat to us. Caroline, if anybody wants to maybe check you out on social media, if they want to read any of your articles or listen to your podcast, where is the best place to find out all about you?
Yeah, probably my Instagram, which is Dr. Caroline West. So it's full of book content at the moment and stuff because my book's coming out in 2 weeks. So yeah, sex and sausage dogs and writing about sex work is all on my Instagram.
Super. Well, listen, oh, no doubt we'll be having a chat to you all about the new book very, very soon. But thank you so much for having a chat to us here on iRadio. And I look forward to catching up with you again very, very soon.
Thanks, Louise.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.